Hi everyone, welcome back to my podcast series. Welcome to the Winner's Circle. On tonight's episode, I will be speaking with Erica Lachey, and she was on the series last year, actually, and we talked about the standard of Black women and like tapping into our creativity. And I thought it would be nice to have her back as we talk about her new EP that she just released called The Love Movement, and just talk about her growth a little bit as an artist when it comes to the music. So welcome, Erica. How are you today?
I'm doing good, and thank you for having me back. I definitely enjoyed the last time, you know, we were on the podcast together, so I'm excited to be back.
Okay, good. Very good. So you just released the EP called The Love Movement, and I'm just curious, like, how did you come up with that title? Like, what is there... Is that title symbolic? Like, what was the reasoning behind it when choosing a name for your work?
Well, I just felt like that was the movement that we honestly need. You know, there's a lot of different movements going on, and it's not to shade any of the other movements because I do feel like they're necessary. But I don't think that we're going to get anywhere if we don't get our families in order and if we don't actually start loving people genuinely. So that's why I wanted to come out with the Love Movement. It, you know, because that I feel like that's the first movement that we need, and then we could focus on you know, other movements that come after that.
Right, definitely. I agree. I feel like once kind of that is almost foundational, and like once that kind of is like locked in, the rest of everything else can kind of like fall in place. And it could be romantic love, it could be, you know, parental love, like parent and child. It could be friendships, just how we deal with each other as a people every day as complete strangers.
Right.
And so you released it on September 12th. And was there like, and that was like, that fell on a Sunday. Was there a specific like date, like reason why you chose that date? Or was it just like, okay, let me just pick a, you know, a time out of a hat, like that's it? Or what was the thought behind that?
Well, 3 is a very important number to me. So if I am picking release dates, I tend to pick numbers that are multiples of 3, honestly. Nice. So September, you know, that's 9. That's a multiple of 3. And so is 12. I honestly wanted to do, September 3rd, but I know that Beyonce's birthday is September the 4th, and I just thought she might be doing something. So I was like, let me steer clear of what she may have going on. But then it turns out Drake was dropping something. So I was like, okay, it was good that I went ahead and decided to do the 12th. But most of the time, it's normally multiples of 3 that I that I choose release dates.
Nice. That's different. I've never heard of that before. I mean, I don't know how artists choose their, you know, the dates for their projects, but I've never heard anyone say like it's multiples of a particular number or like some type of like mathematical reasoning behind it.
Yeah, 3 is really important to me, that number.
Okay. Can you, do you want to talk about why, or can you, or is that something kind of like for yourself?
It's nothing really personal, but it is kind of a rabbit hole of things. But I feel like 3 is, it's just the foundation of balance, you know, like, if you have like a like a tripod or something, I mean, you know, they call it tripod because it's 3 legs. That third leg adds the balance. And then I feel like even in the smallest things in nature, in order for it to be balanced, it's 3. You know, you have proton, neutron, electron.
Right.
And then if you break that down, you have the quark, the up quark, and the down quark. So I feel like 3 is just the building blocks of life itself. And the same thing with like family and love. I feel like, what I would consider to be a personal holy trinity for me is the father, the mother, and the child, which is another form of 3, you know, or children, if you will. But yeah, I just feel like 3 is the building blocks for all of life as a whole. Right. So that's why I like it.
Okay. And so you decided to call this your audio diary. Can you talk a little bit about that and why you decide to kind of give it that feel to it? Categorize,
I mean, I just feel like with all the music I put out, I consider it an audio diary because it's personal, you know. I live these experiences and I write them, so when people are listening, they're hearing very personal experiences that I've lived through. So it is like, instead of people reading my diary, so to speak, they're listening to it. So that's why I normally call like all the music that I put out is an audio diary.
And so since these, you know, these songs are personal and they're experiences that you've went through, do you, does it make you feel, not really weird, but just a little uncomfortable that, you know, everybody, like the, it's out there for the world to hear, like, oh my God, now they know this about me, or now that it, they know that I went through this. Like, how does it make you feel now that they have this about you?
I mean, I'm a pretty transparent and open person. So I really, that aspect doesn't bother me, because I feel like everyone has experiences, but we keep them tucked away and hidden.
Right.
And then that way no one is able to grow and develop from them. So I'm not mad at that. It's just the only time I feel some type of way is if people listen to stuff like while I'm yet there. Like if me and you were around each other and you were to put on my music, I'm like, let's listen. I feel so awkward. Like, go listen to that over by yourself.
Yeah.
You know? Not while I'm standing right here looking at you, listening to my music, you know? So that's the only time it's weird. But other than that, you know, I'm not, I don't really have a, you know, I don't feel any type of way about it.
Yeah. That was going to be one of my other questions too. Like, how does it feel like if you were with someone listening to your own music, or like, say you happen to be like, you know, say you happen to be in the store and you hear it, you know, how every store has like a playlist of songs that they're playing. Like, you happen to hear it over the PA, the loudspeaker system. Like, how would that make you feel? yeah.
I mean, over like a loudspeaker or something where people just mind, they're still doing their own thing. That wouldn't really bother me. But if it was like an intimate setting and someone put my music on and we're, they're just looking at me while they're listening.
Like, yeah.
That is where it's like, oh, yeah. It just makes me feel awkward, and, you know,
yeah,
it makes me feel awkward.
Yeah, I would almost feel as if it would be almost like a, it's like, I don't know, is I can only compare it to like when I was in high school. I used to do art for my art classes, and we would have like, my art teacher would want us to do like final pieces that we'd put on display for like the whole school. It would be displayed for the entire school. And I think one time he had us do like, you know, we were there next to our art pieces and people were asking us about it. And it was kind of like a self-critique moment. Well, I felt it was anyway, like a self-critique moment. And I'm like, oh, this feels so weird. Like, just look at the piece and like, there we go. Like, don't ask me anything about it. But that's, so that's kind of how I was envisioning, like, if you were hearing it like on your own, like, you know, how it would make you feel. And it's so funny that you call it an audio diary, because I feel like, you know, a lot of people sometimes they may overlook like that audio, anything audio, whether it's like music, it's a podcast, it's like an audio book or something, like those are like art mediums, like those are platforms and different ways to express one's art and how to express themselves. And there's another girl who I did a podcast with, who I follow on Facebook and Instagram and all that. She has a podcast as well, and she calls it her audio journals. And I did an episode with her like a couple months ago, I want to say like back in March or April. And we were talking about that too. And I was like, you know, it's so true. Like, it is, when you are talking mainly about like your experiences, it is somewhat of like a journal, like a diary. So when you were saying like, it's going to be your audio diary, I'm like, oh my God, like that's the second person who I know who kind of was just like, it's going to be some form of like a diary or journal, like a personal audio experience keepsake kind of thing. And I think it's, I think that's kind of cool. And like, it's a nice, it's a good way to call it something else.
Yeah. I mean, but that's really what it is, you know, like, it's always been that, like, even when I came out with Soul Alchemist, I always refer to my music as an audio diary. And I came out with Soul Alchemist in like 2019, I think.
So,
because I mean, that's what it is. And I feel like I have to emphasize that these are my personal experiences, because a lot of times in music, you know, you have a lot of different writers and songwriters, and sometimes people are just given songs, you know, and I, and everyone has their forte, things that they're good at. Some people are more so performers than songwriters. So this isn't like a knock. But for me personally, like, I wanted to be known that this is very personal to me, because I did write this and this is my experience. You know?
Right. So do you have a favorite off of this new EP? And like, or do you have a favorite, like, overall, like, of your whole, all the songs that you've done, do you have a favorite?
I don't know if I have a favorite song out of all the ones that I've done, but I really do like Bless Me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel like that one may be my favorite.
Yeah. I mean, I love, honestly, when I listened to the whole thing, like, I honestly couldn't choose. I was like, this is, like, amazing. I love all of it. And I felt like they were all very relatable. I think,
thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I think, like, as women, like, we've all experienced every single one of those songs on the EP. But I think, like, Bless Me was the one where it was just kind of, like, I don't know. I just felt that one, like, oh, my God, I love this one. So that's one of my favorite ones. And I feel like I really felt the energy behind that one. Like, you know, I guess you writing it or whatever you put into it. Like, I feel like I really felt that. Like, you were really about this person.
Oh, I was in love.
Yeah.
When I wrote Bless Me, I was all the way in love. Deep in it. So
I definitely felt that. Okay. And so do you feel like now with this EP, like, do you see a growth in your art, like, as a musician? Like, do you see a growth from when you first started out up until now in terms of how you put your music together? Because I know you also play your own instruments as well. So then the instrument music that you put into these pieces, but also, like, the songwriting behind it, like, do you see a growth? Do you feel a growth with all of this?
I do. I feel like I'm just becoming more comfortable talking about things and just being more of myself, you know, because sometimes you don't want to necessarily take different risk, you know, because it might sound too different. And a lot of times people, you know, they say they want new sounds and stuff, but people love familiarity. Like, they like what they're used to, you know? So for me, I feel like I'm getting more comfortable with who I am and understanding that, like, I don't have a sound that is a normal, I would say. My aspiration is to not really sound like anybody. Like, I don't want people to hear it and be like, oh, you sound just like so-and-so or whatever. So it's more so of a coming into my own and really being comfortable with that, you know, like, because there's a formula, you know. You can have certain songs with a lot of, you know, bassy elements, you know, the pitched 808s and, you know, a certain cadence with the hi-hats and snares and stuff. And, you know, that's what gets people moving and, you know, really catchy hooks and stuff. And I'm, like I'm saying, it's not a jab, because sometimes you, like, we need those songs. Sometimes I'm in the mood where that's what I want to hear right now.
Right.
But just understanding me, that, you know, even though I can do those things, I still want to maintain just the essence of what it is that I bring, you know, regardless of which direction I take it, you know, regardless of what sound, I still want to have the essence of me. So I feel like it's growth there from just me being just a level of comfortability. And I'm getting more and more comfortable the more I record. And then the engineering as well. Like, I feel like this was mixed much better than my last, than my last project. So I'm happy about that.
That's really good. And so do you feel too then, like, your growth as an individual over time, you think this has definitely contributed to that as well? Like, do you find them parallel, kind of like one and the same?
Oh, of course. The more life experience you have, the more song ammunition you have. You know, I mean, I wouldn't have been able to write about finding panties in a drawer if it hadn't happened to me, you know? Even though sometimes the experiences are raggedy, they're good because they're fuel for the fire, you know? So as I grow and develop and have more experiences, it only helps for the music aspect to be better.
Yeah, I agree. I think, too, a lot of people, when they have an artist whose music that they like, they're looking for that, like, relatability piece as well, to just kind of humanize them a little bit. Because when you see these artists, they're always in the limelight. They're always doing something, like, extra extraordinary that people every day don't get to do, or just how they're highlighted in the media or just on social media or anywhere. And I feel like that little piece of relatability makes them like, oh, you're just like me, or like, you know, we do go through the same things regardless. And I think people really appreciate that part of transparency about it, and they like that, and it makes them really like want to hear your music more, you know?
Yeah,
one thing I noticed about your music is, especially with this EP and like listening to like your past songs, like I like all of your music. It's definitely like a vibe.
And, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. But I do notice that like if I listen to it in absolute silence, like when I first downloaded the EP and I was listening to all of it, I was kind of like cleaning and like, you know, that kind of thing, like doing stuff around the house and just, so I was hearing it and I loved it. But then later on that night when it was just so quiet and I was like journaling or just sitting there in the silence or whatever, like just kind of reflecting about the day, listening to it, I was able to really pay attention to the instruments that I heard in the background. And it was just like a mix of different things. Like it was the keyboard. I feel like I don't know all the instruments, but I heard different sounds that felt very natural, but also just kind of like, it was weird. Like I heard that before, but I heard that like in music class, like in elementary school, or like, you know what I mean? But it was nice how you put like everything together. I don't know what I heard in one of the songs was, I don't know the formal name for it, but it's this little instrument. It's like a, I'll say it looks like a tube. And it's got like either rice in it or some sort of like beads or sand or something. And when you flip it, it makes a sound as like the whatever's in it like falls down and like it keeps doing like, I heard that in a few of your songs and I just thought it was really, really nice. I'm like, oh, this sounds so nice. So when I listen to music, I pay attention sometimes, like when I get the moments to really listen to it. Like I kind of listen past the words and I listen to like the instruments and things that are happening like in the background as well.
That's nice to hear, you know, that because the production, it does take, you know, a little bit of time.
Yeah.
You know, just putting everything together and making it sound cohesive. And it's really dope when people are able to like pinpoint certain elements, you know, in the music, because it's, you know, something that I put in there to, you know, make it feel like a vibe. I feel like what you're talking about is more so, I know what you're talking about. I can't think of the name of that instrument.
Okay.
But I do use a lot of like percussion, like shakers and all sorts of percussion instruments, because I'm a percussionist at heart. That's the first instruments I learned how to play were percussion instruments.
Okay. Yeah, definitely. That's what came. It was a shaker of some sort. And I was like, is that a shaker? Like, I'm like, I think it is. And I'm just listening. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, oh my God, she put a shaker in here. Like, that's so old school. Like, you know, you don't hear too many people like putting like those kind of instruments in their music like that. So yeah. I think that authentic piece that you're going for. It's always going to be
percussion heavy, you know, because I'm a percussionist. I'm telling you, started with the marimbas, then all the other miscellaneous percussion instruments. So.
Right.
I don't know. Percussion is a big thing to me. Hand drums, all of that kind of stuff.
That's very
love
good.
Incorporating it.
Nice. And so now that you've done this, do you have interest in other audio experiences? Like I know last episode we talked a little bit about like podcasting. That seems like everybody's doing podcasting now. Or, you know, have you ever thought about recording like an audio book? What are your thoughts on like other audio expressions?
I've definitely thought about recording an audiobook. And I actually want to do that. You know, I'm in the process of writing a book. Nice. And I do want to record, you know, the audio so that people are able to listen to it as well.
Right.
You know, and have that available. So that's definitely something that's in the works. I just have to make sure I go ahead and execute that idea.
But, yeah. That's something too. I'm actually working on an ebook myself, and I'm thinking about different different forms of release for it. Like the first one would obviously be like an ebook, but then like, you know, it'd be a physical print and then like an audiobook. And that's the thing, like, you know, how would I go about doing an audiobook? Like, well, just, I mean, I've never ever done it before. So it's a first for me in all kinds of ways. It's like, how would I go about like doing some of these things? And, because you want it to be something where like, okay, yeah, this person is listening, but mm-hmm. you want them to really hear everything, and you want them to walk right. away with like having a real experience. And I think sometimes it may be hard to do with just regular recording, if that makes any sense of what I'm saying. Like, I feel like there's levels to certain things, and that's just something when it comes to like audiobooks and just any kind of audio thing. Like, that's something, well, in terms of my project, like, that's something that I'm trying to figure out, like, how would I really get across when I do release this version of the book.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And what about podcasting? Is that something that you would still be interested in, or have you kind of been like, oh, I won't touch that for now? Or how are you feeling about that?
Potentially.
Mm-hmm.
I'd likely do that, you yeah. know. I feel like it'd be best. I just have to, like I said, it's just the execution of everything. Because yeah. I feel like I could do, like, little short things where the video can be uploaded to YouTube and whatnot. Right. And then the audio can be, you know, stripped. Or right. I could just have a separate mic, you know, recording the audio so that it sounds clean. Right. And, you know, upload that. So, I mean, it's just, these are all things that I would like to do. It's just a matter of execution, which yeah. is something that, you know, it'd be a lot going on. Right. A lot of nonsense, honestly. I need to make time for the stuff that's important.
So. Yeah. No, I feel like we all go through that. But the thing is, too, like, we all will say, like, okay, we want to do this. And then when we peel back all the layers and kind of work backwards to see like the steps that have to be taken, it's like, oh, mm-hmm. I got to do this. But before you can do this, you've got to do like five little things first to just get to this one. Then you can move to the second. And it's a lot of things that wind up kind of like building. It winds up building up. And it does take a lot of time and it does take a lot of energy. So yeah, I definitely feel you on that execution part.
Yeah. No, I'm really slacking because I have everything I need, honestly. Mm-hmm. Like, I might not have the best camera ever, but I mean, that doesn't really matter. But I do have all the mm-hmm. audio equipment. Right. You feel me? Like, there's no reason why I'm not. So I really need to just get on the ball and quit playing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you know, you'll do things when you're ready too. You know what I mean? And it'll come out the best way. When it's time to, when you feel like in your spirit, mm-hmm. everything's good.
Right.
So now I feel like people know you for a lot of different things. Like, I know you for your music. I know you for your jewelry, your hair and skincare products. And I definitely know you for like the voice and knowledge that you share within our Black community. How does that make you feel? Like, you're known for like so many different things.
It's cool. Like, I don't mind it, but mm-hmm. I do want to like narrow down some things because mm-hmm. there's a lot of things that are like, that really, is it like a passion of mine,
right?
But it's like treated like a, oh, this is an additional thing, you know?
Right.
Because
I
talk on social media and, you know, I've spoken in person and, you know, done things here and there, but
right.
That's something that started more so like after the fact. Like mm-hmm. I've been a musician since I was 11, you right. know? And so, yeah, I mean, I'm not mad at it, but I guess I need to just narrow down the focus so that people mm-hmm. understand like the primary thing that I do. And then there's these other additional things that I do as well.
Right. You know? Right. Right. I get what you're saying with that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I feel like sometimes with you, like when I watch your videos and like because I have some earrings from you that I love, and just like your hair and skincare line, I'm like mm-hmm. that's a lot, you know. But yeah. also too, I think the great thing about it is like you're reaching so many different people who may not have crossed your path if they weren't aware of this like other thing. So I think
that's, yeah, right.
So I think that's great too, that you have your hand in so many things. But I think naturally it'll form for you like which one is the highlight of them all. And right. I think either way people will be rocking with you. So no matter what yeah. is on, to be honest.
Yeah, and that's why I said I wasn't too mad at it, because people might, you know, have seen my earrings posted somewhere and, you know, and then they came and looked at it and then, you know, learned about what other stuff I do. So I'm not mad at it, but, you know, I do need to, I feel like for myself going forward and like in regards to aligning, you know, my vision for my life, I feel like there needs to be just more of a focus on what it is that I want to do primarily.
Right. So you kind of hinted on Instagram that you were working on, I guess, a music video for one of the songs off the EP. And I'm just curious now, since you have like a strong hand in your music, do you have that hand in terms of the creativity for your music videos as well?
I'm definitely involved in the overall process, because anything that I feel like is going to be a representation of me, like it's very important that all of it accurately represents who I am as a person. Right. So I'm not just dogmatic to where it has to be my ideas and my way or the highway type of thing. So I definitely allow people that, you know, I trust their judgment and their creativity and their innovation to come with ideas, and then we, you know, make something together. So I am hands-on in regards to the music video. I had two of my friends, they initially helped, you know, with put together the treatment and everything for it. And, you know, we all went together to pick, you know, get the wardrobe and everything. So, it was a collective effort. As far as like the editing, that is something I was not a part of. So they got the shots and everything, but they have edited it, you know, and,
Yeah, what you have posted on Instagram, the little sneak peek, I thought it was so nice. It was so like futuristic, and I love like the hair and the colors, like that purple green from what I remember, very vibrant. And I was like, I wonder what song this is. I have an idea of what song it is. I know you probably can't say because you didn't release the video yet, but I think the song that I think it goes to, I think it's a good look for it, like your overall look, like with your hair, the colors, like the style of clothing that you're wearing, like all of that. So I'm excited to see like the full piece of it. Do you know when the video will be released?
Yeah, it'll actually be released this upcoming week. I wanted to drop it today, but some other stuff I had to do.
Right.
But it'll be coming soon. It's finished, and you know, I'm excited. I'm excited for it. I decided to, you know, step out of what I was used to and try a lot of different things.
Right.
And so I'm excited for it.
That's exciting. And I feel like it's a quick turnaround. Like you just released the EP a couple weeks ago and now you have a video for it. You know what I mean? So I know like that was a lot of work that you've been doing these past couple of weeks. And I can imagine just how busy it was. So don't feel any kind of way you didn't release it today. you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's the rollout is a whole process. But that video, we shot that video in June.
Oh gosh. Okay. So that's awesome.
So
I've
been sitting with it for a while.
Oh wow. And is it hard, like as you're doing your work, is it hard to keep quiet about certain things? Like you're just so like, because I know this is an exciting moment for you. So it's like when things are exciting, you're like, oh, I want to tell someone, I want to show someone, even if it's not on social media, but like maybe like friends and family. Like, how do you feel like when it comes to those kind of situations? Like you're working on something, you can't really talk about it too much. You can't really like, you know, how do you feel about that? Like, how does that make you feel in those situations?
Oh, I mean, I definitely share things, you know, with my friends and family, like stuff that I'm really excited about.
Right.
Especially if I like make a song and I'm really feeling it, I will definitely send it to my friends, people that I know that are really close to me, that are songwriters and stuff.
Right.
So I'm definitely a sharer.
Right.
I might not say certain things on social media, or maybe I will. Maybe I'll go live and talk about it and then delete.
Right.
But, you know, you know, I like sharing because it is, I feel like it's important for people to see another side of me where I'm happy and, you know, giddy and excited and passionate about something, as opposed to just, you know, focused on like, you know, the things that we go through as a people. While that is very important, I believe that balance is even more important than that, you know.
Yeah, I definitely agree too. I could see why, you know, you would want people to see the other side of you. And I think it is important that you realize that too. And, you know, people can know, like, she's not always, you know, so serious, even though those are definitely discussions and conversations and things that definitely need to be had. But there is a side of you that, you know, you can be light and you can be a different kind of energy. And I think too, when you just, when you operate in quote unquote, like happy energy, sometimes that affects like everything else that you do. You know what I mean? Like you can't always operate in like something so like hard and like stolid and like just, I can't think of the word I'm looking for right now, but you get what I'm saying. But like so sometimes when you operate from like that other place of energy and you pull from there, like you do feel it comes across a little bit better. The other people on the other end feel it, but you actually wind up just like producing more. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, it's important. I'm honestly like pretty chill and goofy the majority of the time.
Yeah, I definitely get that chill vibe from you. Like when we met up, it was like a very like we chatted obviously and like we laughed and stuff at dinner, but like it was very just very chill and just like flowy. You know what I mean? Like I never felt there was a moment of like, what do we say now? Like what do we do now? Like, you know, some people, especially if you meet people for the first time or just some people based on their body language and things like that, like sometimes that happens. And it's just kind of like, do I talk about this? That like, I never felt that way with you, which I thought was like very great. It was just like a good flow to the whole conversation, which adds to great ambience. All right. So you recently.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. You're welcome. I had a great time.
Me too.
So you recently did a podcast with Brother RZA Islam, and he's known for like, everything, his thoughts on, we'll call it the thoughts on the poke and all this kind of stuff. And you guys were both recently guests on Aries Spears' podcast. And, you know, I don't know if anybody who's listening or if you remember, but like Aries Spears is a comedian from back in the day. He used to be on the show Mad TV. I used to watch that like every Saturday night. So it's so funny to me. I didn't even know he had a podcast until I think you posted about it and RZA posted about it. And I was like, that's the dude from Mad TV. I was like, he's got a podcast. And I was expecting it to be like some comedy stuff because that's kind of like how I knew him. And then I saw it was something so serious. I was like, really? And I was like, oh, okay. So it kind of threw me off, but I liked the episode that, you know, that you and RZA were on and you guys were talking about, like, the CV vaccine and just everything that we talk about in the Black community regarding, like, the pandemic, regarding COVID, regarding the Pope and things like that. Like, how did it feel? How was that experience to talk on such a heavy topic but, like, on a big platform?
I felt like, I mean, it was a good experience because the information, it does need to get out and we do have to have these kind of discussions.
Right.
You know, like even though Aries Spears is a comedian, like, you know, his other episodes, they are more on the comical side. But, you know, this is kind of a heavier issue. You know, it's something that it's kind of like causing a divide with people everywhere.
Right. Yeah.
You know, so but yeah, I did. I felt like the conversation was necessary. As far as like I'm concerned, I mean, RZA, he is just a wealth of information. I've told him this before that I consider him to be a walking encyclopedia. Honestly.
Yeah, I've watched his videos and I'm like, oh my gosh, he's got like he just knows
right. So I feel like I contributed to the conversation, but there wasn't much more for me to contribute, you know? Right. So it was a good experience. Right. I enjoyed being there and I felt like it was necessary for the conversation to be had.
Right.
I liked what I was able to contribute. But I do feel like that is something that's more so, RZA's arena. Like I have my own personal beliefs about things and what I don't want, what I'm not going to do. I'll say that.
Right.
But I feel like it was a very good experience, and just overall to see how to have a dialogue with people who may have opposing views without it becoming, you know, insults hurled back and forth. So
it was a heated discussion. Right, yeah. Exactly. I listened to that episode, and I liked it because I think it showed, like, you know, especially within, for our people, and especially mm-hmm. for Black men, that, like, even if you can't agree on a topic or you don't have the same views, you can still be cordial to one another. You can still sit down and have a conversation. You can talk about it respectfully.
Right.
And you can just voice your opinion to each other. It doesn't have to turn into cussing. It doesn't have to turn into violence or fighting. It doesn't have mm-hmm. to have, like, that heavy toxic energy. It can really just be, like, an exchange of information. And
right.
But respectable, and then everybody can walk away just respecting each other, but still have love for each other as a people, like who we are. And I think mm-hmm. sometimes that's what we forget, is that, like, we don't have to agree on everything, but the common goal for all of us should just be unity amongst ourselves. And I think we forget that a lot. And so because we forget that, as soon as you don't agree with what I say, oh, I don't like you. I don't want to hear what you have to say. I don't have love for you. Like, it's a lot of, like, just, you know, a lot of negativity. And I think that divides us more than anything.
Right.
I mean, I can go on and on about that. And, like, there are people who watch, and I'm not going to call them out, but they take advantage of that, and they build off of that, and they capitalize on that, and they contribute to that in many other ways. So I think now... being that, like, this pandemic is a big hot topic for everyone everywhere, the poke is a hot topic for everyone everywhere, and literally anything you say is, like, all eyes on you kind of thing, I think it mm-hmm. was nice to have that moment where, you know, people are watching you, that two Black men can be respectful and engage in some conversation and just talk about different things. So I think that was an important episode. I hope other people want to listen to it. And, you know, I just hope people really get that from that. Like, you know, you don't have to necessarily agree with someone to get along with them, you know, but you can be respectful, and you can just kind of, you know, keep it moving kind of thing. So I have to ask, like, being on the set with Aries Spears, and I forget his co-host's name, but, like, you remember him from Mad TV. Did you find it, like, hard to kind of be, like, with a straight face? Or did you find, like, oh, my God, I hope he doesn't say anything to make me laugh? Or, like, how was that, like, just in general, like, with him as a comedian, like, being in the same space with him and he's a comedian?
Yeah, I mean, well, him and his co-host, his name is Andy Steinberg.
Mm-hmm.
They're both comedians. And, you know, I mean, I let things flow naturally. Like, I'm not, like, if he says something funny, I'm going to laugh.
Right.
You know, yeah. So it's like I didn't really come into it with, like, okay, I have to be serious. I just let things be. If it's if he says something funny, I'm gonna laugh. If it's a serious conversation, then I'll be serious. But I really don't put too many parameters on how I respond to things.
Yeah.
The only time I do kind of try to reel in things is if I feel like I'm responding out of anger and emotion. That's when I'm like, all right, I need to kind of slow my roll. Right. But other than that, I let it be how it's going to be.
Right. Yeah, mm-hmm. I get that. So I have a question for you taking it back to your music. It just came to me, like, literally the other day. And do you see yourself, like, doing a musical tour where you do live performances?
I do. Mm-hmm. I feel like that would be something that I would enjoy. You know, I really love getting together with musicians and playing mm-hmm. and performing.
Right.
I haven't done that in a while, mm-hmm. but I definitely enjoyed it when I did. It feels very, it feels like home, you know, mm-hmm. so I wouldn't be opposed to that at all.
Okay.
Especially people who, you know, want to come and be a part of the vibe. I feel like it would just feel like, you know, I wouldn't want it to be like, you know, how concerts, it'd be all dark and stuff. I mean, yeah, it would be like dark in there, but, you know, but it would be a vibe though. Like, I would need it to be a vibe. Like,
Yeah.
You know, because I got this thing of like not really wearing shoes. And so mm-hmm. Just a little vibe, you know what I'm saying? But I would definitely enjoy something like that. I think it'd be nice.
Okay. Yeah, I thought of it the other day when I was listening to your song. I don't know what song. I think it was Healer. And I was like, I could totally see her, like, performing this. And, like, I wonder if she ever thought about doing that. Like, because when I met you, you were doing a tour, but you were doing a speaking tour. So
right.
I was like, I wonder if she would ever think about doing, like, a musical tour, like, just for her music exclusively and just kind of, like, sharing a live performance with people who would be interested. And I was like, oh, yeah,
most, her. Most definitely. See. I mean, that was, you know... Yeah, it's always good to just be able to connect with people and just set the atmosphere, you know, of like, so, I mean, yeah, because people hear my music, you know, when they're listening, you know, whether or not they're in their car, or, you know, it's on their phone or wherever they may be listening, but there is a certain like vibe and energy that I have when I created it. And I feel like it would be dope to immerse people into that. You know,
and speaking of the radio, I saw you posted yesterday on Instagram somebody heard your song on the radio. I think it was in Texas, so yes. Congratulations. I was like, ooh.
Thank you.
Awesome. I know that must have been like an amazing feeling.
Yeah, it's exciting. It's like, wow, you know. You know, it's just really dope. I haven't even made any DJ packs and somebody playing my song on the radio. So this is nice, you know.
I know. After that post, I was like, I guess I'll have to listen to the radio now to see if I hear it like around New York, because I personally, I don't listen to the radio. I haven't listened to the radio, oh my God, in like years. Just because I like when I listen to music, I hate commercials. So I just like it to be an uninterrupted flow of music. So I just have not listened to the radio in like years now. And so, and then every time I'm like, oh, let's see what's on the radio, like just for, you know, for giggles or whatever. It's like the same songs in rotation, or it's like they'll have a good flow going. And then it's like a bunch of commercials. Then it's like, oh my God. Then it's like talking and like, oh, I don't even know what the heck is going on. I'm like, okay, this is why I don't listen to it. I'm turning it off. But I think for this, since I saw that post, I might, you know, every now and then I'll check in and see, like, do I hear her on New York stations anywhere? Like, you know what I mean? But I was so happy. I was like, oh my God, like, it's not even my music, but I was like, oh, look at her. Like, you know, so I know that must have been an exciting experience for you. And I'm so happy for you with that.
Thank you. Yeah, it was. It was exciting. I was like, what?
I have to ask you, how do your parents feel? Like, because I'm a mom, and I often think about, like, you know, my kids, they're not adults at all, but I often think about, like, my kids, like, how are they going to be when they get to adults? Like, what are they going to be doing? Like, what's their passion? What's their career? What's their life going to look like? Like, what life are they going to build for themselves? Like, I think about these things, like, every night, and I get excited, and I'm like, oh, I hope they do this. Like, you know, this and this, and, like, I'm proud. Like, how do your parents feel about all of this for you? Because you are an adult, and I'm sure they see everything that, you know, you've done. They've seen everything how you're out there in the public, but then also things that you've shared with them that you haven't shared, like, publicly. Like, how are they feeling?
Well, my parents, you know, they're really proud of me, you know, and they voice that, and they let me know. And so, you know, they're always excited when something, you know, is happening. A lot of times it's my mom who, you know, I have to try to tell her to hold stuff in, because she just be ready to call everybody.
Moms have something where they just got to share it right away.
but yeah, my parents, you know, they've let me know that, you know, that they're proud of me. And so, you know, I really appreciate them and appreciate them telling me that. It's like they keep me grounded, you know, like even if I do think about doing something that's out of line, it's like, nope, because how my parents gonna feel? Nope, they're not gonna rock with it, you know. So yeah, they're proud of me, and I really don't take that for granted, you know. I appreciate the fact that
you know, that I have their, I guess, stamp of approval mm-hmm. with how I'm navigating through life.
Yeah. It does make you feel good too. Like even like with my own mom and my own dad, like me just doing certain things in life, like I had a few milestones and just kind of, you know, personal situations, but like just getting their like their approval or like just their saying like, I got you with this, or just saying like, I have your back. Do you need anything? Like, you know, just their right. support in general, like it does make a huge difference. Like, you know that you're an adult on your own, you know that you right. make your own decisions and you can do, you know, things that you'd like to do. But it feels good to know that like your parents are proud of it and that mm-hmm. they support it too. Yeah, so that's nice to know. Yeah. I was like, I wonder how her parents are. I'm like, her parents must be so proud, because I'm like, if this is my child, I'd be like, oh my God, like, you know, so you're not my child, but you know. Just from like yeah. a parent perspective, I can just kind of be like, I can imagine how our parents are feeling now. And I think that's so beautiful. So one night you shared something on your Instagram story. It's called like Radio Liché. And mm-hmm. I was just curious, what is that? Like, is that hinting to a new project? Is it just something that you just like, oh, I'm playing music on my IG stories, I'm gonna just call it Radio Liché? Like, you know, what is it? And can you talk a little bit more about it?
Yeah, Radio Liché is just, it's basically like playlists that I've made and okay. and songs that I enjoy. Like if you go to my Spotify, I have certain playlists and they all say Radio Liché, and then it'll be whatever the playlist is, like R&B soul. So, mm-hmm. you know, as a musician, someone who creates music, of course I love music.
Right.
And sometimes, you know, I might be in a particular mood and I'll share songs that I feel like encompass my mood. Right. So that's what Radio Liché. If I'm okay. feeling a certain way, like I might be like in an upbeat mood where I'm like listening to like music that's going to get me pumped, like I'm working out, I might post a couple songs that encompass the mood that I'm in. So that's just right. what it is. It's just me, the music lover in me, just communicating my emotions through music. So that's what Radio Liché is.
Right. And it's so funny sometimes, like we know that like musicians and other artists, like they listen to other artists as well. But mm-hmm. I think because people are so focused on, like for you example, they're so focused on you as a musician that they're like, oh, like she listens to other artists, or she likes everybody else's music too. Like, so oh,
of course you can't yeah. be a good artist or musician without listening to other right. musicians and artists. Like, how is it, you know, I mean, that's just odd. I mean, there are people that are like that who right. I guess would consider themselves artists or whatever, but they have a very limited musical lexicon that doesn't make any sense.
Right. Okay, so we talked a little bit about everything, I feel like. And it's so funny, when we had met up that time, I remember we were talking about the remix for Time Off. And you mm-hmm. were like, yeah, I just did the remix for Time Off. And I was like, okay, cool. Like, I can't wait to hear it. And then when I heard it, I'm like, oh, this is so dope. Like, I was like, wow, this is, like, really nice. It sounds usually, like, remixes, I feel like, when it comes to musicians and artists and things like that, the remixes mm-hmm. sound like the original version. You know what I mean? And it's not right. too much change, but like maybe like a guest appearance or something like that. Or it's a little bit of like an extended play version or something. But like for you, it was like a whole revamp of the song. But I loved it. I was like, this is so nice. Like the guy who was in it, it was his name, like Raheem. Mm-hmm. I'm not too familiar with him, but I felt like his voice went perfectly with just like everything. Like everything just fit together perfectly for that. So I had like yeah. that. And when I first heard it, I was like, this is what she was talking about. And I'm like, this sounds so dope.
Thank you. Yeah. Raheem Devon, he really went in. Like he just, I love his verse and what he did. So yeah. I'm very grateful to him
right.
as well for being a part of the project.
And do you feel like it's a learning experience? Like when you collaborate with other musicians at any level, do you feel like you're learning from them? How does that exchange feel to you? and how did, like, and if you could speak, like, on their behalf, like, have you ever gotten feedback on how it feels on their end from them working with you?
I mean, it definitely is a learning experience, you mm-hmm. know, because I'm new. Like, the people right. I've collaborated with have collaborated with so many people for so okay. long. So I'm the new one in the mix, you know.
Right.
So it's always a learning experience, because there are people that are further along than I am, mm-hmm. and they're able to give me tips and advice. And, you know, one of the things that Raheem Devon told me was to record every day. He told mm-hmm. me that I need to get comfortable, and it doesn't matter. Like, I just have to work on it every day so that it's natural to me, you know, mm-hmm. and it sounds natural and it sounds free flowing. And so with every person that I've collaborated with, they've definitely taught me different things that have helped me significantly. So
right.
I don't know if I've taught them, mm-hmm. you know, they've all seemed to enjoy the experience, but again, I'm the newbie. I'm the one that's coming in
right,
needing right. the knowledge and the information, you know?
Right. Okay. Yeah, I get that. I was just curious to see, like, how was it like working with other people who've been in the industry or who've done like this for a while? Like, what is that like? And just, you know, sometimes, because I feel like too, sometimes, whether it's music or anything else in life, if you go mm-hmm. with someone and you work with someone who is, we'll just call it like more seasoned than you in something, some mm-hmm. of them are open to teach you and they're like, let's do this. And like, they'll be hands-on with you. They'll work with you. Like, you know, they want to teach you. They want you to learn. They want you to grasp it. And then right. some of them who are seasoned are more like, listen, it's this, this, and this. Like, just very almost like by the book routine feeling kind of thing. And it's not really like you being too receptive of the information. So I was just curious, like, what that was like.
Well, people that I've collaborated with have been, you know, it's been very, I guess I've been teachable, I suppose. You know, yeah. they, I haven't come across anyone who was just very dogmatic with their approach.
Right.
But it was, you know, everyone seemed very, they didn't mind giving right. me information or teaching me or helping me, you that's know? Right. And, that's what I, you know, hope to continue to attract to myself.
Right.
Is, people who, you know, rock with me genuinely because they rock with me. And so right. they want to help me and they want to encourage me and see me succeed, as opposed to like, oh, we're just collaborating for whatever reason, you mm-hmm. know. I don't really want those type of interactions or collaborations with people.
Right.
I prefer to have it to where, you know, we rock with each other, we cool, right. and we want to see each other both succeed, you know.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense too. I feel like that would make the experience just all the more genuine, and probably honestly feel the, it'll really be authentic and just feel the best, and that will come out in whatever you guys are, you know, whatever it is you guys are collaborating on.
Right.
Okay. Well, I don't have anything else to ask. I know we talked a little bit about like new projects already, like you're working on your book, you're going to mm-hmm. drop the music video this week coming.
Yes.
And we mm-hmm. talked about like Radio Lachey. And so I don't even want to ask, like, is there anything else? Because that's, I feel like that's a lot of work.
Yeah. I mean, well, I'm always thinking of, well, that the work that's coming is work that's done. So the okay. music video is done. Like, I don't, there's right. no more work except for talking about it and promoting it,
nice.
You know, which is not a difficult thing. So I'm definitely on to new, more music. Because my endeavor is to drop a song every 2 weeks starting nice. In November, you know, okay. because I want to be consistent. That was another thing that I was taught, mm-hmm. you know, by those who are more seasoned to me than me,
right.
is to be consistent. Don't wait months to drop new music.
Right.
So yeah, so that's I have a song that is completed
nice.
Already. So I'll probably start working on getting that, you know, down the pipeline, and some other things I'm working on. So
awesome.
Just continuing to stay consistent, because I feel like consistency is the key to success with anything.
Right. Definitely.
You know.
Okay. And so where can everyone follow you to keep up with you?
Everyone can follow me on Erica Lachey. So my handle for like all social media, that includes Instagram, TikTok, whatever the other ones, Twitter, is Erica Lashay. E-L-E-S-H-A-I. My Facebook is the same thing, facebook.com/Erica Lashay. And what is it? My website is ericalashay.com. So
yeah.
And same with YouTube. So it's all the same thing. If you, as long as you know Erica Lashay, then you'll be able to find me on all the platforms and social medias and whatnot.
Yeah, I think that's good. And it makes it easy because I've, like, there are people that I'll follow on one platform. And then if they do something else on another platform, I can't find them. And I'm like, oh my God.
Right.
So, yeah, I think having it the same across all across the board makes it easier. I think people like that easy convenience too, because then if it's not so simple, they get discouraged and like, all right, well, never mind. But yeah.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So I don't want to make it difficult for people to find me if they're looking, you know. Yeah,
definitely. Okay. So we talked about a lot, and this was your second time on the show. So I hope everyone, you know, who listened, they got something from this episode. And if you haven't, please go check out her EP, download it, support her. It's really good. Check in to her past music as well. You know, just tap in with Erica, you know, on Instagram, all social medias, and on her website. And I hope everyone got something from this episode. And so, Erica, thank you for being on the episode again.
Yes, thank you so much for having me again. I enjoyed myself.
No problem. All right, guys, be well. Bye.